We're standing in the middle of the exhibit, and I see photos, and I see artifacts, and I hear interviews playing. When you and your colleagues came up with the idea for Kirkwood Roots, what did you envision?
Well, we really wanted to be honest and true to the people in Kirkwood, the African-American community in Kirkwood. We wanted to give a feeling and a sense of what people's lives were like in that period that we're representing here, but before Kirkwood was founded in 1853. Before the Civil War, there were African-American communities or settlements in this region. And then the period ends really in that time of intensive suburbanization after the Second World War. So we were looking at that period when there were a lot of people who had a very rural, sometimes agricultural background in living in this area. And they went on, many of them, to live in this community as it urbanized, as it suburbanized, and know of it in a way, an intimate way.
When you walk into the exhibit, the first thing you're greeted by is this big, massive screen with historical images, and you hear stories from people sharing their memories of living in Kirkwood. What are some of the stories that people are sharing?
There are stories about the Haydens and the Wards. Paul Ward speaks in here, and Alvin Reed. Mrs. Mikasek has some really good stories about how people would rely on one another. If they were ill and needed care in the community, someone would come and take care of, you know, because everyone knew one another across boundaries, across lines. You know, one thing that I think is important to draw out is that, you know, this community was brought together in part because of the opportunity that they had with relatively unregulated places to live. You know, it was relatively easy to purchase land, and it was relatively cheap compared to the urban area of St. Louis. This was out in, you know, the country.
How long did it take for you and your colleagues to compose this exhibit?
This exhibit took about 2 years to bring about. Now, it really came out of the impetus provided by one of our staff members, Thomas Sleet, who is a creative artist in his own right. He has roots in this Kirkwood community. We have a very aesthetic approach. It's a very artful or creative exhibit. You know, you come in and you don't really see labels. You see objects, and you see things put together to help you think about how it might have felt. There are a lot of objects from the railroad industry because a lot of people were moved to the community as laborers. Kirkwood was started in 1853 in part because of rail lines coming through. The Pacific Railroad was charted there by Mr. Kirkwood, and the Leffingwells and Smith Elliott were some of the developers, and some of these people who moved to this area were working for the rail lines that were established there. And this was an opportunity for people who might not be able to get jobs or find it difficult to get jobs, maybe because of discrimination, because of biases towards them in the rail industry. So much of the work was very hard and very difficult and tedious.
When visitors leave after viewing Kirkwood Roots, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away an understanding that this is their history too. I happen to be a white person, and this is something that I've come to understand and appreciate, that this is our history. The special pressures that were put on this community to make it really come together and be unique and have identity were also pressures that were negative in that they took away freedoms and possibilities for people. That's something that I think we need to recognize as we go forward, that this is all part of our history together.